The morning blend continues. It is time now for your American Catholic history lesson as Tom and Noel Crowe join us once again on the program to share these compelling stories and hidden gems of Catholic Americans contributing to our great nation by virtue of their Catholic faith. And today, the Pope's Stone. Is this a Catholic version of Harry Potter? No, apparently it's located in the Washington Monument. I have never heard this story, so I am fascinated to learn more.
Yes.
Oh, it's a very interesting whodunit.
Yes. So there is a stone from the Pope in the Washington Monument. The Washington Monument wasn't started until the 1830s. A bunch of people in the country at the time wanted to start a monument to Washington while he was still alive, but he told them, no, absolutely not. Nothing while I'm alive. After he died, there was an effort, but Congress was involved. And, you know, what's the opposite of progress? Congress. So nothing happened for a long time because Congress was involved. Nothing happened until basically a citizen committee got together in the 1830s. Eliza Hamilton was involved in it.
The more things changed.
Yeah, the more they stayed the same. So 1830s, they start raising the money to build this massive 555-foot obelisk to Washington, where it is. So they raise the money, they start construction, there's a lot of enthusiasm, and then in the 1840s and into the 1850s, things start to, the fundraising sort of starts drying up a little bit. So state of Alabama was actually the one that proposed this. They said, what if each of the states sends a stone to include, or sends blocks, a block of marble to include in the monument? This can both, provide material, but also start to generate more interest. Great. So the different states send stones, and then some civic organizations begin to send stones, and the intended effect happens. Well, then some other countries who thought George Washington was a very cool figure and also wanted to help the United States, other countries start sending stones. So countries like France and China and even the United Kingdom send stones to include. I mean, United Kingdom, it's like, hey, this guy outfoxed us and beat us 60 years ago, but hey, we like him. So so they sent stones. In 1852, Pope Pius IX signals his intention to send a stone. Now, here's the thing. Now, he was, of course, the monarch of a country. Right. The Papal States were still a thing. So this was the head of another country sending a stone to respect George Washington. Well, there was this group of people in the United States at the time called the Know-Nothings, the Americanist Party. And they hated foreigners. They especially hated Catholics because they feared that Catholics would vote as a monolith and just take orders from the Pope. And then the Pope would take over American politics. And they even feared this up to the point that they said the Pope was going to move his throne to the United States and make this the new Papal States, the new Vatican. It's bonkers. But this is what some of them believe.
And it led to lots of crazy.
Oh, yeah. The priests being like convents being burned down and priests being tarred and feathered and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Riots that killed lots of people and burned down churches.
Lots of Know-Nothings.
Yeah. So there were efforts to say no, Pope can't send a stone. Well, too bad. The Pope sent a stone. Beautiful piece of marble. He had it polished. It was taken from the Temple of Concord, which was on the Roman Forum, which is also known as the Temple of Peace. And on it he had inscribed A Roma Americe, which means from Rome to America. And this was sent over at the end of February, beginning of March 1854. And it arrived, and a lot of people deposed it, well, these Know-Nothings anyway. It was put into the yard where all the other stones were kept. And the night of March 9th, 1854, somebody, we're not sure who, broke into the yard, poisoned the guard dogs, and locked up the guard in the guard shed. Turns out he actually had Know-Nothing leaning, so it was like, well, yeah, no, don't tie me up. Please don't tie me up.
I'll look the other way.
They put the stone on a wagon and took it to the Potomac, which at the time was only about 100 yards away, put it on a barge, took it out into the middle of the river, bashed it with mallets to break it up, and then chucked the chunks into the river. Next morning, people wake up. There's this big outcry. Oh, my gosh, what happened to the stone? Catholics were ticked across the country. Honestly, what happens here, this ended up being part of the reason why fundraising for the monument really dried up. because Know Nothings had sort of taken over the National Washington Monument Society, and a lot of people in the country did not like the Know Nothings. They did not trust them. So a lot of the fundraising for the monument dried up, and this along with the beginning of the coming Civil War, the unrest of the Civil War, was a big reason why the monument sat unfinished for about 20 some years. Everything died about the monument for a while, and there was just like, and nobody knew what happened to the Pope's stone. It wasn't until the 1880s when this bridge was being replaced that crossed over the Potomac, and this one guy, this saloon keeper in Washington, went to the Washington Post and said, "Hey, you know, if you dig into a certain spot near the certain pier of that bridge they're tearing down, you might find something interesting, a big piece of marble." And they did. A few years later, a team of divers went down. They were dredging, and they went down, and they pulled up these chunks of marble. And sure enough, like, this is it. We found the Pope's stone. They were going to give it to the Smithsonian. They put it in a locked place to keep it until they gave it to the Smithsonian. But they came back the next day.
Somebody else had stolen it.
And it was gone again.
Yep.
But this time it was never found again. They did a better job breaking it up and dispersing the pieces this time. Until sometime in the 1900s, there was a story. A woman came forward who said, I got this marble obelisk from my grandfather, whose cousin's brother's uncle, something or other, said that this was carved from the chunk he got from the Pope's stone. So that sits in the Smithsonian, but there's right. no absolute proof.
Because according to the story that the saloon keeper gave to the Washington Post, the man who had originally stolen the stone and thrown it into the river had actually kept some souvenirs right. for themselves.
Right. So there is an obelisk made of marble that sits in the Smithsonian,
right.
the Smithsonian has, that is claimed to be one of the chunks of the original stone. Now, there is, in fact, a stone from the Pope at about the 340-foot level of the monument,
mm-hmm.
the Washington Monument, because in 1982, Pope John Paul II did send over a slab of marble that it's white and in gold lettering it says A Roma A Merice, and it was included in the monument in the 1980s. Hmm. So there is a stone from the Pope in the monument, but it is not the original one. That one is lost to history because of the Know Nothings and their follow-ons, and probably the KKK. But hey, who knows?
Yeah.
Anyhow, so yeah. Anti-Catholicism has a rich history in this country,
man.
And it led to this little cloak and dagger mystery of what happened to the Pope's stone.
The Pope's
yeah.
stone.
You know, yes. Kind of ironically, according to the saloon keeper again in his little expose to the Post, he said something along the lines of, yes, we didn't want from a foreign entity and religion, you know, honoring George Washington, who was our leader here, in sort of opposing, as he said, these things, which is ironic because, you know, Tom and I have also talked about
just last month.
Yeah. The fact that George Washington was at least friendly to Catholics if he didn't in fact convert on his deathbed. So.
And he was clear that faith had to be a part of the fabric of what we're doing in this country.
Right.
And yes, he was very friendly to Catholics.
Right. So ironically, they were claiming they were, you know, honoring
Washington by opposing the Catholics who he liked.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. if people want to learn more about these stories and others like them, where can they find you on the internet?
You can find us at AmericanCatholicHistory.org.